What's up, y'all? It's JLP, the host of Mastering Singlehood and Relationships Podcast, coming to you with this brand new episode. Hope all is well with you and your loved ones. And on tonight's episode, I really want to go ahead and just come into agreement with you to believe God together for miracles. I'm feeling led to really just pray for miracles. And one of the reasons being is because God has been so gracious. God has been just stirring my faith because he has been just renewing me from the inside out. And you know, I've been praying for all of you guys as well. You guys have been coming to my mind. And I just want us to remain encouraged, all of us. I mean, I know exactly your personal situation, but I just want you to remain encouraged. You know, I just want you to know that you're not forgotten by God. I just want you to know that even now, God is able to change your situation around. He's able to work it all out for your good. The enemy would want you to quit. The enemy would want you to lose hope, to lose faith. But God is wanting you to believe that he's able. God is wanting you to believe that he's faithful. And that's truly because he is faithful. He's truly faithful. And I want you to remember that you didn't reach this far for nothing. You didn't reach this far for nothing. The fact that you woke up this morning should give you hope to believe that indeed God, there's something that he is wanting to do in your life for his glory. Amen. And so there are three scriptures that I want you to go ahead and meditate on. And one of them is coming from 1 Chronicles chapter 4:10, and that is the prayer of Jabez. And this is what it says. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel. He said, I wish you would bless me. I wish you would give me more territory. Let your power protect me. Keep me from harm, that I won't have any pain. God gave him what he asked for. Now, Jabez, one of the reasons why he's even named Jabez is because in the previous scripture, his mother gave him that name because she bore him in pain. And so he knows the meaning of his name. And so this is one of the reasons why he made that request to God. He knew that if he came into agreement with his own name, then that means that pain perhaps would follow his life. Harm perhaps would follow his life. And so he knew, although his name is Jabez, God is the one who gave him life. And because God is the one who gave him life, God is able to reverse that, right? For him, God is able to reverse whatever that was given to him, like the name, right? And make it beautiful. God is able to give him a new name in the spirit, despite the fact his natural name being Jabez. And I believe in this season, God is able to do the same for us. You know, some of you perhaps the past season, the name of the past season in your life, it felt like it was named lack, it was named despair, it was named hopelessness. But may this season that you have a new name, may your season be named blessed, may your new season be named hopeful, may this new season, right, your new season be named fruitful, may this new season, your new season be named favored, right? And so God is able to do it. But something in particular that I got out of Jabez's request is that I can just indeed sense that he had humility as he was praying this to God, and God was able to see his heart posture. And so as you are praying in this season, I want you to check your heart posture. I want you to approach God as a child, to see him as your heavenly father. And I want you to approach God with sincerity. I believe that's really what moves God's heart. You know, sometimes, you know, some pray, and when they're praying in a way where it's like professional, it's well-versed. But at times, God is not looking for the well-versed. God is looking for the one whose heart is towards him. God is looking for the one who is praying with faith, but not just faith, but praying as well with humility, praying knowing that they are nothing without God, and they see God as their ultimate source. They see God as their reason for living. Amen. Another scripture that I want us to go ahead and meditate on is John 19, verse 30. And this is where Jesus, he was taking the sip of the sour wine. Some translation says vinegar. And as he took it, he declared, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and he released his spirit. It is finished. When Jesus said that, he was talking about doing the will of the Father, that he completed it, right? He completed the mission of pardoning our sins, making sure that we would have reconciliation with Father God. We would be made whole again, right? We would be made righteous in the sight of God and have eternal life. But this "it is finished" as well, it echoes in our present time. This "it is finished" also means that you can start now. Some of you, perhaps you wanted to toss in the towel, but I want to remind you, because Jesus says "it is finished," this means you have the grace to continue again. It is finished, right? Because he declared that, this means even though right now you feel as though it is hopeless, because he said "it is finished," you can be hopeful again. You can start again. You can believe again. And so this is what I'm feeling by the grace of God. This is our hour to start again. This is our hour to believe again. And this is our hour to believe for God to do miracles. And so I'm believing for God that as we're getting ready to close out March very soon, that he is about to visit us with miracles. For many of you, you've been believing for a miracle for a very, very long time. But let's put our faith together and believe that God, he will show up and show himself mighty in our lives in this spring season. Because the fact that God has brought you this far is reason enough for you to believe that there is something good that he is getting ready to do in your life. But you have to keep believing that he is faithful to work it all out for your good. And so wherever you are, I just want you to go ahead and just ask Holy Spirit to just help you to be still right now. Just ask Holy Spirit. Just invite him. Just invite him in right now and ask him to rule your mind right now as you are just preparing yourself to pray unto the Lord. Particular things that I'm praying and asking for God to do right now in our lives. I'm asking for God to completely remove the mountain of lack in finances, lack in resources. I'm asking God right now to remove stubborn obstacles that have tried to keep you bound, that has tried to keep you stuck. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I command them to go. I'm asking for God to do what it is that only he can do in your life. I'm asking for God to bring his word to pass in your life. God is faithful. God is faithful. He is the one that says that he has good plans for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you hope in a future. I am praying that in this year of 2024, that God will show himself faithful in your life, that he himself will bring his word to pass in your life. I'm asking God to bless this year of 2024 to not be a year of despair and sorrow, to not be a year of almost. I'm asking God in his goodness and his faithfulness that he would come through this year of 2024 and show you that he is the God who indeed does what he says that he will do. He is the God who is an on-time God. For those of you who feel weak, who feel weary, who feel discouraged, I'm praying right now that Holy Spirit would touch you with his supernatural strength, that he would renew your hope, that he would renew your faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever weight that tried to suffocate you, I command it to be released now in the mighty name of Jesus. May you breathe free again. I pray that in this spring season, you would laugh again. that God's supernatural joy will be imparted to you. For those of you who are in need of God's supernatural joy, may it be imparted to you even now. May God's supernatural peace be imparted to you even now. Holy Spirit of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for those who feel lost right now to gain clarity. I pray that you'd give them supernatural clarity. I pray for those, Lord God, who feel hopeless, that you would renew their hope even now. I pray for those, Lord God, who do not know what tomorrow will bring, that God, that they would place it in your hands and that they would be set free, oh God, and that they would indeed, Lord God, trust in you, Lord God, concerning tomorrow. I pray for those, Lord God, who are in need, Lord God, of financial blessings, oh God, that, Lord, you would bless them, oh God, with your favor. That you bless them with your favor, God, that they would receive the financial blessings, Lord God, that they're in need of. For those who are in need of healing, oh God, for those who are in need of healing in their mind, healing in their body, oh Lord Jesus, I pray even now that you would touch them with your healing power, that you would bring healing in their mind, healing in their body, that you would bring them deliverance, Lord God, in their emotions. Oh God, I pray that you would show up mightily in their lives. I thank you for what you've already done, God, in our midst. I thank you for what you've already done since January, God. I thank you for what you've already done since February. And I thank you for what it is that you have done in March. Lord God, some of us, Lord God, we didn't even know, God, how it would be, Lord God, to have reached the month of March. Some of us didn't know, God, if we would be able, Lord God, to receive peace, Lord God, to receive a renewed hope, and yet you have given it to us. And God, we thank you. We magnify your name, God, for the ways that you have been, Lord God, breathing new life in us. And for those perhaps, Lord God, who are still, Lord God, praying, God, that you would give them relief. I pray that this very moment, God, that you would bless them, oh God, with relief. You would bless them, God, with your supernatural, Lord God, touch, Lord God, your supernatural, Lord God, comfort, God, that you would comfort, Lord God, the depth of their soul. You would comfort them, Lord God, where only you can comfort. And you would bless them, oh God, to have your rest. You would bless them, God, to have your peace. Oh Lord, I pray that in these coming days, God, that you will show up mightily in their lives, that you, Lord God, will reveal yourself to them in a special way. I pray, God, that you would bless them to see indeed, God, that you see them, that you hear them, that you are for them, God, that you did not forget about them. Lord God, I rebuke any tactic, any scheme, any plot of the enemy now in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare and decree in the mighty name of Jesus, it is turning for you. I declare and decree in the mighty name of Jesus, you are settled in your new season. You are settled in your new season. You are settled in your new season. The old has passed, the new has come. You are settled in your new season. May the favor of God be with you in this season. May the peace of God rest upon you in this season. May the joy of the Lord be your strength in this season. May the joy of the Lord be your strength in this season. Whatever it is that God has ordained for you to receive in this season, may it be your portion. Whatever it is that the Lord has ordained for you to receive in this season, may it be your portion. May the Lord indeed lift up a standard against the enemy. May what the enemy did not want to see happen in your life may be the very thing that God caused to happen in your life for his glory. I pray that God will bless you with his goodness. I pray that even as we're approaching Resurrection Day, that the power of God would hit your life. And that you would encounter God in such a way that revival will burst in your household. Revival would burst in your spirit like never before. And may God get the glory with what he will do in your life. It's not over for you in Jesus' mighty name. Because Jesus declared it is finished, it has just begun for you. In Jesus' name, you are already crowned with victory. Rest in the finished work of Jesus Christ. God did not bring you this far for nothing. Again, I say rest in the finished work of Christ. May the peace of God be your portion. May the joy of the Lord be your portion. May the favor of God be your portion. In Jesus' name. I pray that you guys were blessed. And I truly just pray that may God's peace, grace, and favor follow you in this spring season. And not just in this spring season, throughout this year and forevermore. Don't look back. You've already made it too far to look back. You are settled in your new season. Embrace it. Thank God for it. And remember, all things are possible with Christ Jesus. Till next time, peace out. Take care.